This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. You know, a lot of us, we get up in the morning, all right, and the bed is a mess, okay? You know, we get up, and the alarm, my alarm today woke me up at like 6. So, of course, you know, I grunt and groan because I got to wash my hair, and I got to blow it out, and I got to exercise. And do I actually turn back and make the bed? Of course not. I'm not going to make my bed. You know, sometimes I'll go back by the bed to start, you know, putting the sheets and covers on. But remember, I got the dog and I got the cats. Okay? And so when the bed is nice and smooth and completely made, Shaky Boo loves to get his little tushy all over it. And Sashi likes to pee on the bed. If it's nice and smooth, Sashi likes to pee on it. If it's all kind of jumped up and bundled up, she doesn't. So I actually inspect the bed and strategically put a little smooth area for Shaky Boo and a messed up area for Sashi, so Sashi doesn't want to go pee-pee bed. Right? Just it's a little ritual I have to do. And I yell at my kids to make their bed in the morning before they go to school, and they're like, "What? Why, Mom? You don't make your bed." And I'm like, well, because, again, I have to, you know, I'm strategizing against, you know, urine assaults. But there's a study that's come out saying that those of us who do not make our bed are actually healthier. And it's more strategic to not make your bed for health than making our bed. So we're going to talk about that. I know that's pretty long-winded. I know. It makes you want to take a nap. I love jumping into a bed that's all kind of messed up, even when I go to a hotel. I know in the hotel, you know, the housekeeping staff put those sheets in super tight and the bed is completely kind of crisp and it's good to look at for those of us that like that from an aesthetic standpoint. But for those of us who want to jump into a bed and get all cuddly and comfy, no, I rip everything apart. And I just, you know, every once in a while, somebody forgets to clean our room. And my husband's all grumpy. Oh, man, you know, we should have tipped more. Nobody cleaned our room. I go, no, because I'm not going to make the bed. I don't want to make the bed. So we're going to talk about that. There was a lot of hoopla about if hoopla is a nice word. I'm really trying to keep it clean. So there was a lot of hoopla about the flu shot last year and how the flu shot was, quote unquote, worthless. Well, we're finding out that the flu shot was actually a little better than we think. And the new flu shot is out. I have it now. I'm surprised how early I got the flu shot in, probably because a lot of people didn't want to buy it because they didn't think it was going to work. But we still bought some, and we still give the flu shot out because I think it saves lives. I'm still a big fan of the flu shot. So we're going to talk about that. There was also more hoopla, whatever hoopla means, about the study that came out talking about Alzheimer's being contagious. Now, apparently, I'll just tell you in a nutshell, really quickly, Alzheimer's is not contagious, okay? You cannot get Alzheimer's from going to the dentist. You cannot get Alzheimer's from getting a transfusion. You cannot get Alzheimer's from having sex with Dirk, even though he sure gave a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea. Can I just say that? So, what we recommend, that's hypothetically. So, what I recommend is whenever you see these studies where there's these big, huge headlines and everybody's getting all, you know, their panties up in a bunch, wait till I make a comment on it, because usually my comment or my commentary or my essay or article on it is correct. I write for the Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's website, and so I wrote a piece on that. Basically, it's a bunch of bullcrap. There was a bunch of kids back in the olden days, I don't want to say olden days, pre-1980s, who had growth delay in Great Britain. And how you would treat growth delay, all right, short stature, delays of growth, obviously, is you'd give them growth hormone. Well, to get the growth hormone, they would ground up cadaver brains. I guess 800,000 human brains were used to make the serum used for healthy patients that had growth delay. Well, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a prion, that causes mad cow disease, but in humans it causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob, a very debilitating disease, many times fatal, obviously, was transferred in this growth hormone batch to some of the kids. I believe 7 died. Okay, eventually died. When they looked at the people that died, and they looked at their brains from that CJD disease, they found a bunch of amyloid buildup that was very similar to what you would see in an Alzheimer's patient. But these people who are now, I don't know, in their 30s to 50s or whatever, when they passed, they didn't have Alzheimer's symptoms. So they have a brain that looks like they have a bunch of the amyloid buildup that we see in Alzheimer's, but they didn't have Alzheimer's symptoms. So you still have, from the study, about 1,500 people still alive today. Apparently the record keeping was not as good. And by the way, they don't do those growth hormone shots that way. They don't make those growth hormone shots like that anymore. That stopped back in the 80s. They don't do that anymore, so you couldn't acquire. But they're wondering if the people that are still alive that had shots like that maybe are going to be prone to having Alzheimer's. So they're trying to track them down, and they're trying to, you know, study them, etc. So what does that mean for you and I, and why the hell is anybody suspecting that there's a contagious transmissible component? Well, because if something injectable injected a prion that caused a human form of mad cow disease in people, then maybe if they had brains preset for Alzheimer's, maybe you could inject a protein that causes Alzheimer's in patients. I personally think what happened is this disease was there for a while, wreaking havoc on the brains, and as the brain tried to protect itself, it made the amyloid. So what I would suggest from a study like this, if we're trying to figure out what the hell is causing Alzheimer's, is figure out what a bunch of Alzheimer's patients were exposed to in the past, and to see if a brain defense mechanism is what is triggering much of this amyloid or tau protein buildup. And then try to prevent people from doing whatever the hell that was. Do I think the growth hormones were at risk? No. Could a prion getting into your brain mess things up? Yeah. Could. I would say. So that's what I think happened. Okay. See how I elucidate things? I really elucidate things. Look, coming back from break, I got a great guest. Many of you guys in my neck of the woods have heard of Driver's Edge. Driver's Edge for free teaches kids how to drive.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Charles, who is working the dials. All right, guys, many of you know that my son is starting to drive. I know, Lord have mercy. I love it because now I'm not the worst driver in the family. And there is no way I'm going to let my son get his driver's license. No way. No way I'm going to let him drive the streets of Las Vegas or Dallas or New York or wherever I let him drive without taking one particular course. And there's this course I've talked about a lot on my show. It's called Driver's Edge. And I figured who better to tell you guys about this and why it's so life-saving saving than its CEO, Jeff Payne. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, man, thanks for everything you do. How did you get this idea to do Driver's Edge? This is so cool.
Well, thanks. Well, honestly, it was born out of frustration. It was, I became frustrated with the fact that people are so quick to point fingers and blame young drivers for being reckless, immature, and out of control, when the reality is they've never been taught how to drive in the first place. You know, in this country, none of us are really ever taught how to drive. We're just simply taught to pass the test. And we try to give young drivers a wake-up call at our program so we can save lives and make a difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff, as a woman, I'm getting sick of people saying women drivers. Can you have a class that for us women drivers to prove that we know how to drive?
Well, it's funny. From a statistic standpoint, when it comes to younger drivers, us guys, we go out in a big ball of fire. Male drivers are responsible for three-quarters of the fatalities that are out there.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
When I was 16, I think I had my license 36 hours, and I had a crash with my buddies because I believe the last words I said was, no, I got it. We can make it. Yeah, no, we could. But you ladies, young ladies, are actually more involved in more fender benders and have more collisions and are responsible for more injuries because young ladies tend to be more likely to be texting, chatting with their friends, checking out the guy walking down the street. So
you're
not the fender benders, but us guys, we kill everybody.
I hear you. I mean, I remember my mom, when I was growing up, my mom would backhand. My dad would never discipline us. In the house, yeah, he'd take out the belt. But in the car, he would be driving. Yet my mom, she could whoop our butts in the back seat still while driving. So I could see that. We're on with Jeff Payne from Driver's Edge. So tell everybody, what is Driver's Edge?
Well, Driver's Edge, we're 501c3 and public charity with one mission in mind, that's to save lives and make a difference. And what we do is we actually offer free programs for young drivers. If they're 21 years of age or younger with a license or permit, we actually get them behind the wheel with real professionals, everyone from IndyCar, NASCAR, sports car, X Game drivers, like true professional drivers, but show young drivers what can happen in extreme situations, how to avoid that obstacle that's in front of them on the highway. What do ABS brakes do? What do you do if your car loses traction and goes into a skid? All those experiences that aren't traditionally part of driver's education, but all those experiences that could potentially save your life one day out there on the road. And we mix in the driving exercises with other classroom and classroom talks and other speeches from highway patrol, from other professional drivers. And it's all just about getting young drivers to be more aware when they're out there on the road and have a greater respect for driving, yet at the same time, give them the opportunity to get these experiences in a controlled environment so they're better prepared when they're on the road.
I think that's awesome, and it's so necessary. You know, driver's ed is great, and I'm glad schools offer it, but nobody really teaches you how to handle a skid unless you have a real live, you know, opportunity or a practical opportunity to do that. How do you guys do that? How do you simulate a skid or ice or, I don't know, mother-in-law on the road?
Well, we actually get the kids behind the wheel, and we actually get them to go into a skid. For our events in Nevada, I'm actually in the middle of a program right now in Reno. This car is in the background driving as I'm speaking to you. We have NDOT out here. They hose down an area, and we actually get the kids to lose traction in a skid exercise and then explain to them how to correct that if it happens to them on the road. Okay. In other markets around the country, we do create the same scenario, but with local fire departments that are involved. So we just wet down an area. There's a professional driver next to them. We get them up to a certain speed and get them to lose traction so we can actually get to work with them on how to regain a skid. And it's the same thing we do with the ABS brakes, so they get to understand how ABS brakes work and what they do. The same thing with how to avoid the obstacles in front of you on the highway. So we put them through those three exercises to get them better prepared out there on the road.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I mean, I love how, and you could only do so much. You're a charity. I mean, you know, so, and you helping our kids like this is phenomenal. But in your opinion, with us adults, what do you think we're the least prepared for? Most adults would say parallel parking, but I think it's the, you know, I think it's the ice, the hail. Now, I know Driver's Edge now hits a lot of cities. I live in Las Vegas. I mean, for us, we get one drop of rain, and all of a sudden we hear there's accidents all over the road.
Yeah, well, and that's so true. And then the top story in the news is the rain caused a lot of collisions today, when the reality is, well, the rain really didn't do crap. It's the bad drivers making the same mistakes they make every day, but now they're not able to get away with it because the conditions have changed a bit. And when it comes to older drivers and even newer drivers, I'd say the biggest problem is lack of awareness. And with older drivers, like when I say older, I mean adults, it's overconfidence in your driving ability, too. But it doesn't matter if you've been driving 5 minutes or 50-plus years. Most of us were never really trained what to do in an emergency or panic situation, yet most people rate themselves as an excellent driver on the road. And that's why we try to get even the parents, when they attend our program, we get them to realize that you need to be aware, expect the unexpected, and when the unexpected happens, which it will, don't freak out. Everything
right.
we do as a driver is you have to have a what-if mentality. You know,
right.
that's what you should be saying to yourself the whole time you're driving. What if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? Because eventually it's going to happen, and you need to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. I was driving with my son last night, and he asked me what happens when there's no brake or he thinks his brakes fail. I forgot. I remember when I was 15, 16, fearing that. It never really happens, but in case it does. And so he goes, what do I choose to run the car into if I don't have a brake? And, of course, mother-in-law popped his head, but then I said, no. What do you suggest? Sorry. No, I love my mother-in-law. May she rest in peace. But what do you suggest? I always tell him, well, you got to slow down the car, so you got to find ways to slow down the car without flipping it or hitting somebody else. What do you suggest in a case like that?
Well, for a case like that, I mean, every situation is different as far as type of road you're on, traffic conditions, where you are on the highway. But for the most part, the first step initially is at least get the car in neutral or get it out of gear. So you lose the drive in the vehicle, so it can start slowing down. And then depending on your vehicle, you know, you have the emergency brake, whether it's a foot brake or a hand brake, that should be your next option. But, you know, those are the first two things. And then if it's not possible to slow down the car within the amount of time that you have, like if you're coming up to an intersection or something like that, then it's up to you as far as what can you do to make the situation as safe as possible for all parties involved. Is there a way you could yank the emergency brake and try to put it into a skid? Is there a center, you know, center retaining wall, you know, on the highway that you could sort of start running into a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to just slam it into park and try to slow down? There's just so many options.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, these kids, they watch Fast and Furious. I mean, they watch these shows, and it looks like people are walking out of crashes. And I think a lot of people, not only, like you said, have overconfidence with the way they drive, but they also underestimate the damage a crash could be. So they go, well, that's okay. Even if I have to crash into a tree, I'll be fine. Crash into a tree, you die. So,
Yeah. I mean, and that is so true. And that's the thing at our event here is we get, you know, kids that are very nervous and timid behind the wheel with real limited driving, which could be just as dangerous on the road. But we get a lot of overconfident and cocky young drivers that think they know everything. And it's amazing how quickly humble they are when we get them out on an exercise going 30 miles an hour and they can't control the vehicle. It's a big wake-up call to get them to realize that, wow, okay, maybe I'm not as cool as I thought I was. I need to take this more seriously when I'm out there.
Agreed. I wish we could get school districts all across the country to require a test like yours. My show is luckily coast to coast, so we have people listening from all states. How do people sign up for a course in their area? Or
well,
I know you have certain areas where it's offered.
We have our website, which is just our name, Drivers Edge, drivers with an S, edge.org. We're a national charity, and the key thing is we've been to about 60 cities. We've conducted events around the country for the last 13 years. We've had about 110,000 teens and parents have attended our programs. And most importantly, it's free to attend. We don't charge, you know, the young drivers to come out here, even though the value of the class is about $450 a head.
Yeah, I bet.
And We would go to any city if we had the funding support to make an event happen, though. We've gone to markets just recently. We were in Atlanta because there was a corporation out there that raised the money to actually put on an event, and we had 700 teens and parents. We do ongoing events in Nevada because we fortunately have a grant from the Office of Traffic Safety and a smaller grant from State Farm that help out. So we would go anywhere we had the funding to do it because all we care about is saving lives and make a difference. But on our website, we have a notification list that people can sign up for where we would notify them when we're coming into their city. If anyone out there knows an organization or a group that might want to help bring us into a community with some, you know, funding or community support, you know, we'd go anywhere. You know, car crashes are by far the number one killer of America's youth. It's an epidemic, and it doesn't need to be that way.
You are so right. Everybody, that was Jeff Payne from Driver's Edge. Let's get some companies out there to help support them because they're saving our kids' lives and our lives. Jeff, thank you for joining us. I'll see you next Sunday at my kids' lesson. Can't wait to meet you.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a messy bed is a healthier bed, according to scientists. Apparently, when you leave the sheets all over the mattress, scientists are saying it allows 1.5 million house dust mites to die, as opposed to a nice, covered up, clean, smoothed out bed. This is a study from Kingston University. Okay? Apparently, these bed bugs, they're about less than a, or these dust mites, less than about a millimeter long. They don't do well in a dry, aerated, exposed environment. But when you make a bed and you sweat in it the whole night, you know, or whatever you do, you know, in your sleep, it's more warm, more moist. So dust mites get to, I guess, you know, kind of camp and just multiple, I don't know, do whatever they like to do in a warm, moist environment. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I've been married, I don't know how many years. So all I use the bed for nowadays is to sleep and throw my laundry on. All right. So, sorry. All right. So if you make the bed bugs don't die. If you don't, no, not, are we talking bed bugs or dust mites? Doesn't matter. You got creepy crawlies in your bed. According to Dr. Stephen Pretlove, something as simple as leaving a bed unmade during the day can remove moisture from the seats and mattresses so the mites will dehydrate and eventually die. Not in my house because the cat pee-pee's on the bed. Dust mites obviously cause asthma. They cause allergies, respiratory issues. Not really the best bed, what do we call it? Bedfellow? Bedfellow? Somebody in your bed? Again, I wouldn't know. 1-877-TALK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we were talking about earlier this week how apple peel can prevent muscle wasting in the elderly. So not only an apple a day, but don't be peeling that apple. Eat it with the peel. We're now hearing another study saying red wine could affect the progression of Alzheimer's. Many of us do not like mom or dad you know, getting a tipple of wine or brandy or whiskey or whatever grandma likes to drink. But red wine has resveratrol. And resveratrol is an antioxidant that certain plants produce. They use it to kind of shield against stress from the environment. And I guess people that ingest small amounts of this when they eat grapes, berries, dark chocolate, red wine, maybe imbibing some real good antioxidant. One of these days, I'll do my show. One of my radio sisters is Heidi Harris, and she used to yearly do a show where she would show you how impaired alcohol makes you. And, you know, to teach against drunk driving, and she would work with first responders on this. And so I thought it was a brilliant thing for her to do each year. And, you know, we would all love to come and watch and, you know, see how she gets drunk, I guess. One day I should do that as well and, you know, try to do the show and show you how, I guess, how dementia sets in a lot quicker than you think it would. I don't know, man. I've been getting a lot of brain farts. I don't know what to do. I'm in my 40s, and these brain farts, even the regular farts, what is going on? Really, I'm going to be so surprised if my husband stays married to me another couple weeks. Anyway, where are we? Lab research has suggested that resveratrol might have some powers against the diseases of aging. There was a new study published September 11th in Neurology, and it offers the first evidence that high-dose pharmaceutical-grade resveratrol can get into the brains of people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's. All right, so we're talking pharmaceutical-grade. I don't think you could drink enough red wine to do the effects of what this study wants. But we'll talk about wine in a second. The study, however, did not show whether people's symptoms actually stabilized. The trial was primarily designed to see whether it's safe and feasible to give Alzheimer's patients high doses of resveratrol. Why not? I mean, we still don't know what the hell we're doing with Alzheimer's. I mean, the fact that we're sitting there talking about people can get it from going to the dentist, that means we don't know jack diddly squat. So as far as I'm concerned, if you think drinking a little bit of alcohol is going to help, try it. Why not? You know? All I know is when my family members had Alzheimer's, it was really, really difficult to watch and, you know, really difficult to manage. So I sure wanted to drink. Longer trials, they say, are still needed to see whether treatment can slow. They say it does appear to be safe because resveratrol can get into the brain. I would say hold the phone. This is what I would do. Okay, what you do, you know, this is so easy. I don't understand why science has to be so difficult. Okay, check this out. All right, apparently there's a gene called SIRT1. Scientists became interested in resveratrol as a therapy because it thinks when you have certain calorie restriction, it boosts activity in this gene. Resveratrol also activates it, and I guess it's a factor in aging and brain function, and I don't know what the hell. You know what would really help me? Okay, help all of you. Don't be giving us these gene names that don't make any sense and you can't really remember what the hell they are unless I talk about it over and over on my show. What I recommend you do is you get a whole bunch of people that are older, that are maybe in their 90s, maybe in their 100s, all right, and get the ones that don't have Alzheimer's, all right, and sit there and talk to them. Have a powwow. Hey, Bob. All right. What did you do your whole life so you didn't get Alzheimer's? Well, I listened to the Dr. Dahlia show. All right. See? Amen, brother. Gertrude. Yes. What did you do to live to 100 or 90 to 100? I listened to the Dr. Dahlia show, but I took her advice to watch Michael Fassbender movies. See, you see, so that's what you need to do. You need to find out, and I mean, let's keep me out of it because, you know, we know everybody listens to my show, all right, especially in the older demographic. Young kids would rather listen to Justin Bieber. I don't understand why. But, you know, find out what they did. What did they eat? And if you look at these centenarians, these ones who have lived for a very long time, and you ask them, you know, why are you 115 years old? Okay, and you know, they'll always say what an older person says. You know, the family, the, you know, love. Yeah, that all works, but we don't, I mean, you know, my family doesn't love me. I mean, maybe my immediate family. I'm kind of the, ugly duckling of the family, so I'm not really, you know, the one that always gets invited for Thanksgiving, let's just say that. So, okay, that's not even gonna be in my recipe. Okay, I need to know, you know, what works. And a lot of them say they drink alcohol. And not just any alcohol, they talk about like red wine. A lot of them say they do exercise, but a big thing you see a lot of them say is they have a daily routine. It is so important to have a daily routine. Right? Get up, you poop, you eat a little breakfast, this is my routine, okay, you poop again, okay, I go to work, I go into the studio, I poop, eat again, now it's 7 a.m., I sleep, I eat again, poop, eat, watch TV, Google, Facebook, eat, do my show. Now it's 11 a.m. So anyway, you gotta have a routine, but you gotta stick to it. Okay? We were talking about calories. All right? And, you know, some people eating, we were talking about the study. There's like, I guess, six guys, or a bunch of guys who are eating 6,000 calories a day while being confined in bed to show you what, binge eating does, especially with, you know, football Sunday and you know, all the fun that we start to have in the fall season. And they found that insulin sensitivity started to drop as quickly as the first 24 to 48 hours. So you could be doing good all week long. You go on a binge eating and not exercising, and immediately you could already have a pre-diabetic state. That's some pretty impressive data. So a bunch of guys confining themselves to a hospital bed to eat. I know. Sign me up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. K-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Next week, I'm going to be honored for a Beauty In, Beauty Out Award. I think I'm more of a the Beauty In. I mean, you guys have seen how I look. There's no way I would ever win a beauty award. I mean, please. We got the unibrow and the uniboob going on. But I'm still honored nonetheless, and I'm very grateful that the judges looked at a photoshopped picture of me. But it's going to be a phenomenal event at the Palazzo, so I would love for you guys to go to my Facebook or Twitter and check out tickets. It's for a good cause, to help the CHAMP Community Project that helps underserved kids reach a lot of great psychological and educational goals. And it's a phenomenal organization. The event isn't even that expensive. I think tickets are only $55, and there's drinks and entertainment, and I'm going to be there. So please go to my website, or not my website, go to my Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia Show, or my Twitter, and click on the Eventbrite. We still have some tickets left, and I would really love to see you. And to be honest, guys, I you know, from a selfish perspective, you know, I'm going to be up there with, like, a bunch of, you know, beautiful women, all right? And I am so afraid of the boo, you know, and Dahlia Wax, you know, and rather than, you know, anybody going, woo-hoo, you know, yay, it was like, what? What's she doing there? Yeah, she's the pity, you know, the pity contestant. So I really need some of my crew there going, yay, Dr. Dahlia, woo, she's sexy. Okay, I really need, please. Yeah, well, I'm inviting my husband, but really, I mean, you think, really? He toots my horn as much as he can, but, I mean, you know, he's not going to put his reputation on the line and lie. He'll get a call from his eye doctor going, what the hell? You think your wife is good looking, really? So please, please. But honestly, I'm being honored with Congresswoman Shelley Berkeley, Kalanita Ida. There's a bunch of people being honored for their service to the community. And so it truly is an honor. And I am going to, don't worry, I am going to schedule an upper lip wax because I want to try. Thank you. Yay. Woo-hoo. See? Thank you, Charles. You're invited. But yeah, I will get an upper lip wax just for the occasion. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Flu shot. All right, remember I told you guys that we got some good news. The flu shot was more effective than we thought last year. Last year we were being told that the flu shot was only 16% effective. Well, from what I'm understanding, the latest results is the flu shot last year was 18% effective. Yep. So that is better. Okay? Usually it's supposed to be 50 to 60% effective. So, I mean, at least it wasn't 16. 18 is a little bit better. I mean, we're almost getting out of the teens with that one. All right. So, the CDC had to really step it up, especially since a bunch of us are, you know, paying buku tax dollars. I'd like them to get the flu shot right, please. And so they think we got a much better shot this year. Okay. So what do we have here? Okay, well, we got the standard trivalent flu shot. Tri means three. Okay? So it is kind of our typical flu shot that we usually use. All right? And it'll protect us against three strains. Now, there's thousands of different strains of viruses, etc. You can't get a shot for everything. But their job is to try to figure out which is going to be the most virulent and which ones are going to be the biggest buggers. So it has two A strains, H1N1 and H3N2. H1N1 was swine flu. I mean, after the swine flu, CDC's like, you know what, to heck with this, we're just going to stick it in every flu shot. And we're like, fine. And then one influenza B virus. I'm not sure when the last time influenza B bugged us, but honestly, it's a virus. They want to stick it in the shot. Fine. Then there's also a quadrivalent shot. This quadrivalent shot came out a couple years ago. It has four types of influenza, three strains, just like the standard flu shot, but an additional new B strain. All right. So then there's four that hopefully we would be protected on. I think the shot that I have in my office is a trivalent. So I, you know, I didn't know where to get the quad. Sorry. I didn't know. All right. Next, there's a high-dose flu shot that is designed for seniors. And I guess it's a trivalent vaccine, but it has four times the amount of antigen to try to elicit a stronger immune response because older people may not be able to, build up as much antibodies and build up as quickly an immune response. That's why we vaccinate infants, because they do a hell of a lot better, mobilizing their antibodies than older people. All right, although I'm sure my mom's going to yell at me, you always say older people can't do anything. We can do a lot. We're talking about antibodies, Mom, antibodies. Go take your medicine and go back to bed. There is a flu block vaccine for people who have egg allergies, okay? So it's created for adults 18 or older. It's a trivalent flu vaccine that will not use chicken eggs in its manufacturing process, okay? Now, most of the flu shots are injectable. All right? I like to use a nice 25-gauge needle, at least an inch to an inch and a half to really get deep, deep, deep into the muscle. And I give it in the arm. A lot of you guys are already undressing and pulling down your pants in the waiting room. No, stay dressed. Stay dressed until the nurse calls you, and then we do it in your arm. Please. But some of you don't like needles. You're a little sensitive. So we have an but out there in the world, there's an intradermal flu shot that uses these little eensy-weensy tiny 1/16th inch long micro needles to inject the vaccine under the skin rather than a deeper deltoid shot. It's a trivalent vaccine, and it's only recommended to adults age 18 to 64. You'd think this intradermal would be for kids who would do cry-cries because they had to get a shot, but it's actually for, people like my husband. That chicken. I love my husband. But, for some of you men out there going, nah, I don't want a shot. Some are like, okay. I'm sure there's some women, but, women handle shots way better than men, believe it or not. And, because we go through the whole childbirth thing. Our kids rip us to pieces down there. Trust me, we can handle a 25-gauge needle. There's supposed to be the nasal flu vaccine. The big difference between the nasal and the intradermal shot is the nasal one is live. All right, and it's a very weakened form of the flu virus such that it shouldn't infect you, but it'll cause you to start an immune response, whereas the flu shot, is a killed form of the virus, so it shouldn't infect you. We've talked about why a lot of you guys get sick from the flu shot. A lot of you guys will say, no, every time I get the flu shot, I get sick and I get the flu. No, you don't. You don't get the flu, but what happens is a few things. Number one is the immune response that you're making is making you feel so gosh darn awful, and a lot of the interleukins and the leukotrienes and all the other stuff that sometimes seems to get involved when you have a foreign object in your body trying to mount your immune response will make you feel like crap the same way you would feel like when you're sick. So a lot of you guys will feel like crap for a few days, okay? Or some of you already were exposed to the flu. Okay, you're like, you know what? I don't know, man. That guy was coughing, and my coworker had a fever. I think I'm going to, on Saturday, go to the clinic and get my flu shot. Well, by that time, it already incubated, so you get the flu shot, but you already were affected with the flu. Okay, so that could be another reason. So there's a variety of things out there. Pneumonia shots. CDC recommends seniors getting pneumonia shots. 1 million Americans are hospitalized with pneumonia each year. 50,000 people die from it. All right, older people have to get two vaccines, once at different times. All right, guys, don't go away. Or if you do go away, have a great rest of the day.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.